They're bringing me a book now. I left mine at home. You all be getting your books after. Let's see. This particular class is going to be a little different. Of course, y'all know how my exams are going to be. Can you hear me? Okay. This particular class, we're going to be dealing with the soul. All right. We're going to deal with the soul in a way that you probably have never dealt with the soul before. We're going to break the soul down. We're going to, I'm a type of person that the way God works with me, or rather I work with God, or however you want to put it, is God has to make it plain for me. You know, I'm not this super deep person that, you know, where you can't apply stuff. You know, I firmly believe that at some point the supernatural has got to be put in a position to affect the natural. And so if the supernatural, if I can't understand something that allows me to walk it out in the natural, what's the purpose? All right. So that's why we're going to break the soul down, because the soul is one of the most misunderstood aspects that we have. You know, we're a tri-type being. I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. All right, we all know that. Yes, and so, first thing I want you to know is that my spirit is the king. Mm-hmm. My soul is the manager. And my body is the slave. Now, there is absolutely nothing wrong with your spirit. Nothing. Your spirit is already complete, already perfected. Nothing wrong with your spirit. Matter of fact, let's break down the plan of salvation. The plan of salvation, or what we call born again, is simply your spirit again becoming alive to God. So really, because remember now, go to Genesis, because I need to read the scripture to prove this to you. So the Bible is not working on your spirit. The purpose of the Bible is not to work on your spirit. The purpose of the Word of God is not to work on your spirit. The purpose of the Word of God is to work on your soul, your mind, your intellect, your will, your emotions, your memory. The purpose of the Word of God is to work on those things. Genesis, the first chapter. Watch this. Thank you, sir. So this is going to be our book, Spirit Life Training. All right. You'll get yours after class. They'll be available in the foyer for you to pick up. Genesis. First chapter. Verse 26. Very familiar scripture. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. So we see that we're made in the image of God. Other words, we're made to be containers of the presence of God. Amen. All right. So when God made Adam and Eve, he put his spirit in them. You go to chapter 2, he says he breathed into the nostrils of man. Meaning God put his spirit in the spirit of man. So now if I'm carrying God's spirit, what deficiencies in my spirit do I have? See, if God put his spirit in me, then my spirit has no deficiencies. Yes, sir. What happened to us because of Adam and Eve is Adam and Eve didn't want their soul to be trained. So they wanted to learn about good and evil on their own terms. That's what the tree represents when they eat the fruit. It's them experiencing the world system how they want to experience it instead of experiencing how God wanted them to experience it. Because if they would have experienced it like God wanted them to experience it, then they'd have done exactly what they were designed to do, was to be fruitful and multiply. Yes, sir. Not multiply with children, mm-hmm. Multiply what you've experienced here in Eden. But because they allowed sin to disconnect their soul from their spirit. So a sinner is a person who has the presence of God lying dormant in them and they can't access it until they let Jesus redeem them. Wow. Go to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What that simply means is the old ways of doing things are going to be eradicated. And there's a new way to do things, which means now I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. My spirit is now born again or come alive again. To my original creator. So now that my spirit has become alive again to my original creator, I can now access all the sufficiency I need in my spirit. But I can't access the spirit without my soul. Is it making sense? So now, this is why my soul is so important, because my soul, watch this, my soul is the translator from the spirit world to the natural. So in order for the supernatural to affect the natural, my soul has to be involved. Listen a minute, this is what I mean by this. Things got to be applicable. You got to understand this. You got to see examples of this so you can see what I'm saying. Case in point, Jesus turned the water into wine, mm-hmm. Right? The supernatural had to flow through his soul to get to the natural. Yes, Mary said, whatever he says to you, do it. Yes, so therefore, you got to have a soul to be able to understand instructions, mm-hmm. To follow those instructions, to create the action that will get the portals of the supernatural to open. See, the water didn't automatically become wine. It became wine after instructions were followed. Yes. The wall fell down after instructions were followed. Wow. Yes, sir. The mouth on the lion was shut up after instructions were followed. Yes, sir. Fire couldn't affect the skin of the three Hebrew boys after instructions were followed. Can't follow instructions if you can't think. Amen. You get what I'm saying? So now, here's what Satan comes at. Because Satan cannot access your spirit. Satan couldn't access Adam and Eve's soul. So what he did, he started playing with their mind. You get this? So that's the same thing today. Satan can't access your spirit. So that's why he plays with our mind. That's why we have to understand our intellect, understand our emotions, understand our memories. You get me? All those components. We're going to learn about all those different components of our will, all those different components of the soul. Satan will like to tap dance. Matter of fact, see, watch this. When God set up his laws in the Old Testament, there was always purpose behind them. But because man and because church people these days don't want to understand God's purpose, they just want to follow rules. Wow. Let me give you a case in point. There's no scripture in the Bible that says that drinking is a sin. You can't find that one script in the Bible. The Bible does say in Proverbs that strong drink makes a mocker. It also talks about a fool that drinks. Right? Do you know why? Do you know why? Let me give you. Do you know why I don't drink? It's not because apostles say don't drink or it's a sin, because it ain't no sin. The reason why I don't drink is because I don't want to get up in the morning asking God for forgiveness about stuff I don't remember I did. Amen. Amen. What's my point for saying that? What's my point for saying that? When you give away your soul. Amen. When you give away your soul, you give away your ability to act in the natural. You see that? So the reason why I don't do drugs, the reason why I don't smoke no weed. Mm-hmm. See, it's not about rules. Amen. It's about I want to be in control of my faculties. Yeah. Because we a sober person already has enough trouble in dealing with their thoughts.
That's right. Amen.
A sober person already has trouble dealing with their thoughts.
Yes, sir.
So when a person begins to become inebriated, it's like you in a boxing match and you just drop your hands and you start taking them to the face. Satan coming at you, take you to the face. It's funny, but it's not funny. It's funny, but it's not funny. I'll give you a case example. I was reading an article. Now, y'all got to forgive me because when I first read the article, I cracked up laughing. Because I heard it first, then I had to catch myself and say, wait a minute, they had some people die in this situation. But you're going to understand what I'm saying in a few minutes. I was reading an article, and the article was two men from Texas died trying to jump a drawbridge. Why y'all laughing? See, so I ain't by myself. So I read the article. And the witness said that two gentlemen came to the drawbridge. The drawbridge hand was down. They got out the car, lifted up the arm to block the drawbridge, got in the car, backed up, and hit the gas. Got up to the drawbridge, didn't even leave, just went over in the water, and they both drowned. What was you watched? They watched too many Dukes of Hazzards. Here's the mix. They watched too many Dukes of Hazzards, and they were drinking. So now you mix Dukes of Hazzards with drinking. It's an extreme point, but you understand the importance of your soul. And why Satan won't access to your soul. Because if he access your soul, he can bottle your spirit.
Wow.
If he can access your soul, he can control your spirit.
Wow.
See, demon possession is not about their spirit being possessed. It's about the soul. It's about their soul being possessed to a point to where they're not even thinking for themselves anymore. That's what demon possession is about. It's about the soul. It's not about their spirit. It's about their soul. Because Satan can't access anybody's soul. Because if Satan could access, watch this now, if Satan could access their soul, then, I mean, if Satan could access their spirit, then there will be, I don't know the terminology, but just like there's born again in the Christian world, it'll be something else in his world. Mm-hmm. But he can't access the spirit.
Right.
So that's why he wants to control the mind, control the soul. Samson and Delilah. He used Delilah to access Samson's soul. So what messed up Samson? His emotions. You know, his intellect. His memory. He forgot that he wasn't supposed to tell nobody. Are you seeing this? So Satan is not coming after your spirit because he can't access your spirit. He's coming after your soul. So that's why Romans 12 and 2 is so important. Turn there. We're going to go there multiple times this year. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed. How? By the renewing of your spirit? Soul. Renewed of your mind. So that means that this is an ongoing process.
Yes, sir.
This is not a one and done.
Amen.
This is an ongoing process. Because, write this down. Your environment creates your thoughts. Your thoughts produces your feelings. Your feelings cause you to act. And your actions bring results. That's how you work. So now, if I want to change my results, I got to change what?
My emotions.
All right. If I want my actions to change, what I got to change?
My feelings.
Mm-hmm. If I want to change my feelings, what I got to change?
My thoughts.
Mm-hmm. If I want to change my thoughts, what I got to change?
My environment.
Did that make sense?
Yes.
If I don't like the results I'm getting, I want to change them. I got to change my behavior.
Yes,
if I want to change my behavior, I got to change how I feel. Now, feelings, now that's a funny one. That's your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what your feelings, you know what your emotion does? Your emotions is the fuel of your faith. Your emotions are fuel for your faith. You're not going to do nothing that you ain't convinced about. If you shaky about something, you ain't going to do it. If you're not convinced, and see, so now you understand why trust is involved in faith, why we have to trust God. Because if you don't trust God, you're not going to be motivated to obey God.
Amen.
Because you ain't doing nothing. You ain't following no instruction from somebody you don't trust.
Amen.
See, that's why confession is important. Confession is not for God. Confession is for you. So when you're talking to yourself, and trust me, anybody who's not talking to themselves is missing out. Because everybody else talking to you.
Amen. That's right.
Your environment is talking to you.
Yes.
sir.
Your family and friends talking to you.
Yes, sir.
So sometimes you're going to talk to yourself,
yes,
to counteract what they're saying to you. So my feelings is what gives me the courage to act. Because if I don't feel something, if I'm not driven, I ain't going to do it. And if I'm not driven, I'm not going to do it with my heart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it committed.
Amen.
I'm going to just halfway do it. Because the Bible says, watch this. A matter of fact, go to Isaiah 1. Isaiah 1. Verse 19, it says, if ye be willing and obedient, you sure you dig a little land, not just obedient, be willing. Now, here's the wonderful thing about your soul. You are in control of your soul. Do you know? With your soul, watch this. When somebody tells me that they're following their passion for their lives, my first question to them, okay, you're following your passion, but is that God's will? Because your passion might not necessarily line up with God's will. Because your passion is an emotion.
Yes, that's good. Yes,
it may not be God's will. Now, it's wonderful if you get the both to be the same.
Yes.
That's wonderful. But a lot of times, God is going to ask us to do stuff we don't really want to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's not up to God to convince you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you to convince yourself. So your will, see, if it was up to God to convince us, then that means now we're puppets.
Mm-hmm.
If it was God forcing us, now we're puppets.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're puppets, love can't exist.
Amen. Amen.
See, that's why God put the tree in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can make up our own mind.
Yes.
Because when I choose to obey God,
yes,
he know I love him.
Amen. Amen.
So that's why he said, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. So if willing was automatic, then he shouldn't have to put that in there. Because
mm-hmm.
then he should just say, if ye are obedient, ye should eat the good of the land. But obviously willing is not automatic, because that means God is going to ask us to do some things that we don't want to do. So that means that's why we're going to have our emotions in check.
That's good.
So watch this. Now watch this. If I don't want to do what God is asking me to do, right? That's an emotion.
Yes, sir.
That means I got to go back and change my region. Or I got to go back and change what?
My thoughts.
My thoughts.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So if I want to change my thoughts, I got to change my
environment.
So now that comes to be a true test or whether God is really my Lord and Savior or not.
Amen.
It's not when he asks me to do what I'm already comfortable doing. It's when he asks me to do something I'm not comfortable doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Am I going to change my thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
See, now you see how the soul is important?
Yes.
Am I going to change my thoughts? Which means if I have changed my thought, I have changed my environment. So now, if God is asking me to do something that I'm not comfortable with, or I may not be as confident about, I have to change my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That means now I got to change my environment. So what that means, I got to surround myself with the word of God so I convince myself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes. That's good.
Look at verse 18. Look at verse 18. Isaiah 1, verse 18. What it says? Come what?
Come now.
And do what?
Let us reason together.
Says who?
The Lord.
What? The Lord is saying, come, let us reason together.
Yes.
In other words, let's put our minds together.
Yes.
Let's put our souls together.
Yes.
So that, watch this. So if God say, come, let us reason together, that means God has a soul. That means God has an intellect.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That means God has a memory. If he didn't have a memory, then he'd say, I'll throw your sin. He wouldn't have the need to say, I have to just throw your sins in the sea of forgetfulness.
Mm-hmm.
That means God has emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
So if I'm made in the image of God, I found out that God has a soul. He's not only a spirit, but he has a soul.
Mm-hmm.
And he's asking me to come reason with him. That scripture is brother to Romans 12:2. He said, come, let us reason together. Continue reading what he says. Come, let us reason together, said the Lord of hosts. He said, do your what?
Sin.
Now, sins just simply mean your actions.
Yes, sir.
Your actions. Though your sins be what?
As scarlet.
As scarlet. Uh-huh.
So
in other words, he said, when you come, let us reason. When you reason together with me, then that means, watch this, what you was about to do that was going to be out of my will,
mm-hmm.
when you reason with me, you're going to change.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes, sir.
Keep reading. Uh-huh. There should be
as wool.
That just simply means when you come reason with God, that what you thought was the right way, or what you thought was what you ought to do,
mm-hmm.
God is going to wash those thoughts so that your actions, which comes from how you feel, which comes from what you've been thinking, which comes from your environment.
Mm-hmm.
So if God, if I'm reasoning with God, who is my environment? God. So the power of your soul is that you can create your destiny. Give you an example. I give you an example. It's a funny one about me. One of the things in life I hate the most is I hate pulp and juice. Orange juice. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Now, based on what I've learned about the soul is I can make myself like it. But I just choose not to.
Right.
I could. If I sit there and talk to myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't choose. Nothing. Coconut. I can't stand coconut. Everybody in my family like coconut. Except me. Now I can learn to like it. Because I can talk to myself.
Right.
And I can, but I just don't. So now let's think about this now. So when God comes talk to me about doing something that I don't want to do, it's not up to him.
Right, right. Yes, sir. It's up to me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Are you seeing it? Yes. See, a lot of people think it was Jonah going to the belly of the whale that changed his mind. No. The consequences he was going through caused him to rethink. See, it says God formed the whale, where the whale was already formed, because God created heaven and earth.
Yes, yes.
That was a consequence of his disobedience.
Wow, yes, sir.
So it wasn't just being in the belly of the whale that really caused him to change his mind. It's really like me thinking this way has got me here.
Yes.
So now how do I get out of this situation?
Right, yes.
By convincing myself I need to go to Nineveh.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And like going to Nineveh. So that's why, how many days?
He had to convince himself.
He had to convince himself. Once he convinced himself, everything began to go backwards.
Yes, sir.
So you control your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
See, Jeremiah 29 and 11. Jeremiah 29:11. See, God has already, you know, we used to read these books when I was in elementary school. It's called Choose Your Own Endings. Anybody ever read that old type book, Choose Your Own Endings? Probably never, nobody. We had these little books. It was, they were very popular when I was like in the seventh, eighth grade, where you read these either mystery books or adventure books, and you get to the end of a chapter, and the chapter would leave you hanging, and it would say, it would let you choose. A, out of the chapter, the kid, you know, you're going up the mountain, you get to the edge of the mountain, the the people chase you up the mountain. They finna get to you. Chapter ends. It says, what are you going to do? A, are you going to jump off the cliff? B, you're going to turn around and fight? Or C, you're going to disappear? So based on what you chose tells you what chapter to go to.
Okay.
Talking about choose your own. That's the book called Choose Your Own Ending.
Okay.
So the wonderful thing about those books is that you can choose one. Go and read the chapter. No, that ain't what I'm going to do. Go back. All right. Jeremiah 29:11. I said that to say this. He said, he was talking to Jeremiah, but it's to us. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord of hosts, right?
Yes, sir.
Thoughts of peace, not of evil. Here's the key to give you an expected end. So now for God to be telling Jeremiah and us that he has an expected end, some place that he's planned for us to be, that means there must be another path or another place that we can wind up. And it's going to be based on us choosing our own ending. That's why it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own. Acknowledge him and he'll do what?
Direct your path.
See, that comes from spending time with him. That's coming and reasoning with him. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. So now I have to access those thoughts. I can't access those thoughts if I'm not controlling my environment. See, this is why it's necessary that you spend time with him consistently.
Yeah.
And not just consistently, religiously,
amen.
Methodically. Mm-hmm. It's relationship and fellowship. In other words, in my life, God can come interrupt me at any moment. Because guess what? God is God. God knows your schedule better than you. He knows your schedule better than you know it.
Yeah.
So God is not going, you know, God is not going to put you in a position to where he's inconveniencing you.
Amen.
So if God shows up and wants to talk to you, then that's the perfect time.
Yes, yeah.
So now you got to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to turn the TV off? Am I going to turn this radio off? Am I going to stop this conversation? Because obviously for God to show up, what I was doing was not more important. So I got to make a choice. That's on me. That's my soul. So if I don't train my soul to be aware of God, then there are going to be times where I miss him. Because I'm not, it's not up to God to train your soul to recognize him.
Amen.
It's up to you to train your soul.
Yes.
Your spirit, watch this, you'll never forget this. Your spirit gives your soul eyes into the supernatural.
Yes.
And your soul gives your spirit eyes into the natural. That's why they have to work together. Say it again. Your spirit gives your soul eyes into the supernatural. And your soul gives your spirit eyes into the natural. So that's why you got to have 20/20 vision with your soul. That's why you have to renew your mind. That's why you have to come and reason with God. Because see, Satan is, one of the things about Satan is a intelligent adversary. Satan is not dumb. Satan know how we made. Yes. He knows what makes us tick. Yes. So he's coming. That's why he comes with lies. Mm-hmm. See, anytime Satan comes and tells you something is going to happen or something is not going to happen, mm-hmm. you can automatically rejoice. Because he's a liar.
Amen.
Whatever he tells you, just take the opposite of it.
That's it.
Because he's a liar. But what happens is, if we don't guard our soul, mm-hmm. how you guard your soul? You guard your soul by what you see mm-hmm. and by what you hear.
Yes.
You guard your soul by what you see and by what you hear.
Yes.
Now, hearing doesn't necessarily mean decibels, which you hear from other people. You know you can hear your thoughts?
Yes.
You can hear thoughts. So that's a lot more than just somebody talking to you.
That's right.
You control your soul by what you see and what you hear. In your environment, you have so many thoughts that are thrown at you that you have to take time to know how to recognize what thoughts are yours and what thoughts are not yours.
Amen.
Romans 12 and 2, and I close with this. Romans 12 and 2. Going back to Romans 12 and 2. Now I close with this. Your soul plays a big part in hearing the voice of God. Your soul plays a big part in hearing the voice of God. Romans 12 and 2, it says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may be able to prove the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, renewing my mind puts me in a position to prove, mm-hmm. or another way to say the word prove is recognize. Mm-hmm. Being able to recognize the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Mm-hmm. So if my mind is not renewed, I won't be able to recognize God when he's talking. The best example I can give is very, I use example. Hearing the voice of God is not about decibels, about loudness or anything. It's about recognition. Because if it was just about decibels, that means we're limiting how God can talk to us.
Right.
And we can't put God in a box.
Amen.
The reason why we can't put God in a box is because if we want God to talk to us one way all the time, the cunningness of Satan can come that same way. Because the Bible says he can transform into an angel. So in order, if he can transform into an angel of light, you got to be able to recognize.
That's right. Amen.
If this is an angel of light or this is the enemy.
Right.
So it's not about hearing, it's about recognition.
Mm-hmm.
You recognize with your soul.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
You are aware because of your soul. I believe it was Jacob. Jacob, the angel was going up and down a ladder. And he said, and I think Jacob said, oh, man, the presence of God is here.
Mm-hmm.
He had to become aware
mm-hmm.
or recognize
yes.
the presence of God
yes,
was there. Give you another example. Jesus was walking down the road with two men and he began to minister to them. And then Jesus just disappeared on him.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, oh, how did our hearts burn within us? But they didn't recognize. So if you hear words and you don't know where the word is coming from,
mm-hmm.
because you can't recognize. You're not going to be sure if you need to do this or not.
That's right. That's right.
That's why people, I'm looking for confirmation. Looking for confirmation. Looking for confirmation. I'm looking for confirmation.
Yes. My God. My God.
But when you renew, how much time I got left? 12 minutes. It ain't moving. What time is it, y'all?
9:18. Now,
okay, 9:18. Okay, I know where I got. I got 7 minutes left. Don't worry about it. I'm good. So you have to be able to recognize. Recognition comes from your soul. So if my soul is not, don't have 20/20 vision, you're in trouble. How you get 20/20 vision? By renewing your mind with the Word of God. You're spending time with Him so that you get more familiar with who He is, so that you can recognize His voice. Because God can come through an infinite amount of ways in talking to you. It's up to us to recognize it.
Amen. Amen.
See, God can talk, but it's up to us to recognize.
Yes.
See, a lot of times we get this concept of I don't have to do nothing. We throw that out of, we blow that out of proportion. Oh, I'm under grace. I ain't got to do nothing. Well, man, if you ain't got to do nothing, then why would Paul say you got to work out your own salvation?
Right.
What that mean then? What that mean? There's some things that you're going to have to do. There's some things that you're going to have to do, because if God did it for you, you are no longer under your control. You are now a puppet. You are now forced to do this. So now if you're forced to do something, love is not present. And the Bible says God is love.
Yes, sir.
So He's not going to force us to do anything.
Amen.
It's going to have to be by choice.
Yes, sir.
Choice comes from your soul. Choice comes from your soul. Your will. So now you understand how important our soul is. You know, you must love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul. we're gonna learn that the word heart doesn't mean spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Means soul.
Yes, sir.
Lord, created me a clean. Your spirit already clean.
Amen. That's right.
So it ain't referring to your spirit.
That's right.
And then God don't need to create nothing that's already been created.
Mm-hmm.
So he was telling God, create in me a clean soul, a clean thought process. John 15, chapter 3rd verse, last scripture. John 15:3, Jesus said, now you are what?
Clean.
Through what?
The word. That
what?
That I've spoken unto you.
You're clean through the words that I've spoken unto you.
Mm-hmm.
You're clean through the words I've spoken unto you.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jesus talking to your soul.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus said, you're clean because you're following my instructions. Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
So then this class, we're going to break the soul down, because for a lot of us, we're going to find out some places Satan been tripping us up.
Mm-hmm.
Satan been tripping us up. For some of it may be in our memory. You know, if you don't control your memory, they got some stuff in your memory.
That's right.
That I have you thinking you can't do what God is telling you to do. You know, some of us are too smart for our own good. We got to keep the intellect in check. And realize that I need to have an unction
yes.
from the Holy One. And that's what I know
yes.
all things.
Yes,
Some of us, we can't, God can't trust us to do anything further than what we're doing because we can't control our emotions. We get upset too fast. We get depressed too fast. We get offended too fast. So God said, I can't trust you because you're going to fool around and bite that person's head off. The very person I need you to admit this to, you're going to bite their head off if they tell you something wrong. And so Satan knows that. So Satan puts you in a position to where that person says something to trigger you. And there your emotions go. They're out of control. Yeah, push your buttons. You're out of control. So we're going to learn that the soul ended with these five components of how, because sometimes you have to renew one aspect of your soul. You got to deal with these memories. Mm-hmm. You got to deal with sometimes that's why you have to renew your mind with the Word of God. Because sometimes you have to deal with them over and over again because Satan keeps trying to bring them back up. Mm-hmm. One of the things that Satan does is try to trick us with grief if we've lost a loved one. Mm-hmm. He'll keep trying to bring that thing up. Do you know the human mind is built to begin to forget a person 5 minutes after they die? The human mind is built to begin to forget details. 5 minutes after they die, your mind begins to forget details about that person. And that's on purpose. That's how God designed us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. So that you can move on with your life. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. That's good. So if we don't know that and we don't let the Word of God renew our mind, then we allow Satan to keep details and we keep reliving it over and over and over and over again. Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
All right, so next class we'll start dealing with, what's the first one we'll start dealing with? Let's see. We'll start dealing with, start off with our body. And then the first aspect of the soul we'll deal with is our emotions, which is going to be good. All right. Are there any questions? Anybody have any trouble with the portals? Those that are watching by internet, if you have any troubles with the portal accessing any of the quizzes, be sure to email Deidre Thompson or Kirby Alsandor or Chantel Thompson. I think they have their emails available, and they'll be able to help you. If you have any questions for any of the instructors, feel free to email the instructors, all right? Good night to you all. Are y'all have any questions? Good night to y'all. Don't forget about your books that are available in the foyer.